Hello,
I'm Vitaly Grubenko. I'm a program manager at Microsoft System Center team.
Hi, I'm OG Daisway. I'm a product manager on the Visual Studio team. Microsoft is building a wide-ranging set of tools to speed interaction between the operations function and the developer function. We call it DevOps, and this is just one pillar of DevOps, which is incident management, so that you can reduce the cycle between problems happening and how you fix them. Our goal is to speed the delivery of applications into production where it derives value to customers, whether they're internal customers or external customers. And then to make sure that when things go wrong, you can fix them very quickly and have the intelligence to drive the next set of decisions you make, whether it's focusing on a new application or fixing an old application. We want to change this time from what it is today, from days and weeks to seconds and minutes. And I'm excited to show you this new exciting integration we've made between Team Foundation Server and Visual Studio on one hand, and Windows Server Operations Manager on the other hand. Now, the Operations Manager is part of the System Center set of tools, which allows you to monitor your custom application workload on physical hardware, on virtualized hardware. It actually even manages not just Windows Server and Hyper-V, but also VMware. With this release, we're making the management of Windows Server 2012 a first-class citizen, as well as all the versions and families of Windows beneath that. So let's focus on a common and key scenario, which is you have a custom application, and you want to monitor it, and you want to make sure you catch issues with it wherever it is. Vitaly?
Operations Manager is a great tool to monitor enterprise infrastructures. Operations Manager can be used to monitor .NET applications, and every time .NET application misbehaves and exceeds pre-configured service level agreements, whenever it exceeds and starts failing with application exceptions, it will report an alert to IT operations. We're looking at Operations Manager console at the new alert view. New alerts can be seen. We are seeing the application that is being monitored, Tailspin Toys, that actually generated an alert.
In this case, Tailspin Toys is like an internal application that we're using, or
yes,
an external application?
Yeah, Tailspin Toys is the application that we are monitoring. This may be internal application that is maintained and is built by our development shop.
Okay. Right.
From looking at the alert, me as IT operations, I see some information about the problem, such as this is a SQL exception and there is some error, missing tax rate. Normally, when I look at the product knowledge, Operations Manager will tell me where the problem is and how to fix the problem. In this case, this is a problem with application source code, and product knowledge tells me that application source code needs to be modified in order to address this problem. In this environment, I am the operations guy, and I don't really have access to source code. So I need to ask for help from a development team. What I can do is I can assign this alert to engineering. Assigning alert to engineering will result in creating of the work item in Team Foundation server, and so our developers can look at this problem. We can see that this alert is no longer shown in the new alert view because of I just assigned it to engineering, but I can look at the alerts in engineering, and this alert will appear here. It might take a few seconds, but this alert will be shown in this view, waiting for alerts being looked by development. Here is this alert. Yeah, here's the alert. And we can see that there is already ticket ID assigned. This is ticket 18. Ticket ID is just the work item ID in Team Foundation server. So we already know that developers can look at this problem.
So I'm going to take on the role of a developer. So before I do that, I just want to sort of pause, sort of explain what just happened. Typically, in normal corporation, you could have developers on one continent, let's say the U.S., and you have operations team on another continent, let's say Asia. And what normally happens is actually, like, you know, people take screenshots, you know, collect event logs, all sorts of things so they can figure out and to pass along high fidelity information. With this integration between Operations Manager and Team Foundation Server, you see a seamless passing of information between developers and operations. So once you pass this information to Team Foundation Server, the developers have, because that's the backbone of application lifecycle management for developers, they have full rich fidelity data that they can use within the tools that they have and employ. In fact, we know that some of the problems between the, you know, the conflict or the friction between operations and development is that they don't sort of have tools that communicate very well and sort of have this lowest common denominator problem. So as a developer, I'm just going to go into my Visual Studio IDE that's connected to Team Foundation Server and look at all the operational issues. And here I see very quickly that I have a ticket with ticket ID 18 like Vitaly talked about, and it's a new issue. So I open it up, and the first thing I'm going to do is to triage this issue. And that means to accept it. You know, this step means that development team says, we see a problem. It's been passed to us by operations. We get it. And then you save this work item. And the next thing you do after you've done that is to assign it to an actual developer. And this is important. This is taking responsibility for the issue that happened in the code that we shipped in the past. In this case, I'm going to just assign it to Steve Ballmer. And change the priority maybe to 3 because it's a database thing. Severity is maybe like a 2, which is great. And I'm going to save it again. And the next thing I want to do is to take a look at the actual log files. So this is going to tell me a little more about the problem and give me a sense of how to diagnose it. So I click on this, on the link, and I see, literally I pull the log files that have been collected as part of the monitoring function from Operations Manager. And here, very quickly, I can tell a few key things. It's a SQL data exception. I can see the functions it's in. I take a look around and see if I can find any code, and I cannot. Well, this is not surprising. This is an operations log. But the great thing we've built now is that we can actually convert this log into an IntelliTrace log. So very quickly, IntelliTrace is a historical debugging technology. This is the way developers can actually probe code problems. And what's exciting here is that you can actually translate what happens in operations to the way that I, as a developer, can consume them. So I try to download the exception or the log file, and I open it. And it opens natively in Visual Studio in a way that is advantageous and good for me to debug. I see one exception, I open it, and very quickly I can sort of step through the code. I can look at my locals and look at the call stack. So, you know, this is good. This is what I expect. This is makes me really productive. Now, the thing we want to talk about now is a very common scenario where this is not enough information, all right? I'm worried that I can't actually do a really good fix with this. So I'm going to ask operations to go collect more rich diagnostic information in the way that I wanted in IntelliTrace, maybe across more servers, so that I can take a look at it and make sure I can do a really good fix. And how you do that is you go back to the issue, and you can change it to awaiting evidence. What this does is that it quickly goes over to operations and sets an alert that allows them to collect more information from the environment to supplement the information that you got from the original alert. So I'm going to have Vitaly sort of walk us through that work process.
Thank you. Now, me, IT operator, I can look at the pending traces. I can look at any alerts that requires me to start full collection of the traces using full IntelliTrace profiling. And here is our view pending traces. I can actually see this same work item. And what I can do here is with this alert, by the way, I can look at the alert history and I can see all changes that were made with this work item in Team Foundation Server. And I can also add additional comments here. Anything that I type in the comments will be synchronized back into Team Foundation Server, so developers will see my comments as well. So what I'm going to do now for this alert is I will enable full trace using IntelliTrace tasks. There are 3 tasks: start IntelliTrace collection, collect snapshot, and stop IntelliTrace. I will start IntelliTrace, and I need to provide with an account.
What are the task parameters? Are there things you can change about it?
Yeah, I can change parameters. I can specify collection plan that controls level of depth, level of details to collect. I can also change duration that will automatically take a snapshot in a specific time interval. So I'm going to provide credentials for the user who has rights to actually run IntelliTrace, and that is administrator. And I'm going to run this task. We can see that task completed successfully, which means that Tailspin Toys has been transferred to profiling mode. And now we are ready to reproduce the problem. So what we'll do is we'll just run Tailspin Toys, and while it's running, it is collecting full traces that will be transferred and transitioned over to development. I just know that the problem happened when I did the checkout, and we can see that an error has occurred. So we are at a good state when we can just take a snapshot. That will be the second task, collect IntelliTrace snapshot. And again, I'm going to provide account that has permissions to collect snapshot. And after the snapshot is collected, it will be automatically attached to the work item that developers will be looking at. It is possible to collect multiple snapshots, as well as it's possible to enable collection on multiple servers.
Fantastic.
So now we collected a trace, and you can look at the work item in Team Foundation server.
Thank you, Vitaly. So as a developer, what has just happened is literally magic for me. We have collected richer logs from one server, maybe multiple servers, and sent it over to me automatically. So I go back to my WorkAtom 18, and I go to the attachments, and I see the IntelliTrace log file that I want. And I open it, and it opens within my tools. And here, you know, because I could see the last time was about missing tax rate, I can open this exception here very quickly, and I can see a ton more data, a ton more debug information. I can step through a couple of the modules here, and here I have rich data for locals. I can see examining, like, you know, what it is about this missing tax rate that's an issue. I can see that the address of the country for this faulting issue is the UK. I can see the state of and province, and you can step through with IntelliTrace and, you know, really get a sense of what the issue is and sort of do deep diagnostics on it. So just, you know, a quick recap is we have completely automated the whole idea of doing deep log collection, finding problems, getting over to the dev team and back and forth with the integration between System Center, Operations Manager, and Team Foundation Server. And that's an amazing thing. And that's, as a developer, makes me incredibly happy. The integration of System Center Operations Manager and Visual Studio Team Foundation Server 2012 represents a huge pillar for custom app development in the enterprise that facilitates the reduction of the mean time to repair for engineering teams. We do this by marrying the processes of development and the processes of operations team in an innovative fashion. And with high mean time to repair, you can have applications and services that deliver even more value to your customers, whether they're internal or external. We hope you enjoyed the demo, and thank you very much.
Thank you.